singer in a smoky room. Smell wine and cheap perfume. For a smile that can share the night, it goes on and on and on and on. I chose that one because I know it annoys you.
It doesn't annoy me.
It annoys you every time I sing
it. No, it doesn't. I think you've already sung it on here, though.
Have
before.
I?
Yeah, I think so. So, welcome to the first Talking with Mar for 2017. Yay! So, how is your year in books this year, Mar?
My year in books. Well, with great sadness, I have to inform the internet I did not meet my Goodreads reading challenge.
Yeah, but how many did you read, though?
I was 10 books short.
Yeah, but how many did you read?
I read 90 books.
Which was a lot more than most people do.
I was like, yesterday, I was like,
I hit my goal, by the way, just saying.
I was like, I'm going to cram a whole bunch of manga in here and, you know, like, meet my goal. Because I was like, yeah, I can read, like, 10 manga books, right? No, I only read 2. Because then I was like, I'm going to go see Moana instead. I was like, I'm going to go to the movies. Bye. So, yeah. But, you know what? It was worth it.
So how was Moana?
I enjoyed it a lot. It was really, really good. The girl's the hero. It has songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda. The Rock's in it. Like, there's these fucking coconut pirates that are all Mad Max style and stuff. Like, everything's delightful.
Anything with The Rock's in it's at least
he's fucking charming as hell, okay?
But, going back...
What can I say? But you're welcome! There you go.
So, if we're going to, like, talk about movies, let's start. What was your favorite movie you saw this year?
Deadpool.
Deadpool? Probably mine, too.
Hands down, Deadpool.
Deadpool or Rogue One? Probably mine. Yeah. I liked a lot of movies this year. And stuff like that.
I loved Deadpool, though. Because it was just, like, it was so delightful to go and see. It just, it had so much vulgarity and violence. And, you know, like, those are my two favorite things.
Do you remember what was your favorite book this year that you read?
I read 2 books by Nicola Yoon this year, and I really enjoyed them. It was Everything, Everything, and The Star is Also a Sun, and I really enjoyed those two. They were like, you know, like tearjerker kind of dealies, very much in the vein of like John Green stuff, but like better. they were better than the John Green book.
So what was the author's name again?
Nicola Yoon, Y-O-O-N. And then I also read this book. It didn't come out this year. I think it came out last year, but it's called The Rest of Us Just Live Here by Patrick Ness. He also wrote this book called A Monster Calls, which the movie's coming out shortly, and that was really good, too. But The Rest of Us Just Live Here, it follows this group of high school students, and they're living in a world where, like, vampires are real and like their school gets blown up by monsters and there's like, you know, chosen ones and stuff, like there's Buffy's and Bella's and like all these people that interact with the vampires and the zombies and the monsters and the aliens and stuff. But the book is about the rest of the kids that just live there and have to deal with the fact that like there's deer with glowing eyes that come back to life and run across the street and trash their car and stuff, and like the chosen one blows up the school during prom and stuff.
That sounds good.
It was really, really good. I liked it a lot. It was really super good. I've talked it up to like everybody.
My top book was probably like the Darth Vader.
I loved those.
Comic book series. I really loved those books this year. I say this on another podcast, but like if you like the awesome scene at the end, towards the end of Rogue One, you need to buy the Vader series, Marvel. It's like,
damn, Rogue One was so fucking
what
good.
What was it? 4 trades?
There's 4 trades of
four
it.
4 trades
yeah.
of it. It's really good. You should pick them
like,
up.
Like, and that's it. It's done.
Yeah, it's a really good series.
Or you could go to your public library.
Yeah. Try to find them at your public library or go to your local comic shop.
Because our public library has it.
Our local comic book shop, Famous Faces and Funnies, if you're local, stop by there. They're really good. And see Brian sent you.
Oh my god.
But,
bro.
But,
what can I say but you're welcome?
But, yeah, I loved that, the Vader series. I thought it was really cool.
I loved it, and, like, I loved all of his, like, machinations and stuff behind the scenes, you know, because, like, he's clearly out for himself, too, you know, not just the Empire. But I just love, and it's kind of a spoiler, but, like, there's a scene where he installs a new queen on a planet, and, you know, like, to remind her of his powers and stuff, he, like, gives her this box, and, like, ah.
Yeah, it's really good. It was like, boom. The problem with most villain
like,
series.
Like, the gift in it was like, aw.
The problem with most villain series, they make the mistake of saying, well, we have to make them likable to have people like it.
Like, I enjoyed it immensely because he's bad.
Yeah, he's bad throughout the whole thing.
And I liked the Dr.
Alpha.
No.
Alpha.
It's not Alpha.
I think it is.
It's like Afra or something.
Whatever. She's getting her own
series. Like, I liked her a lot. She's like conniving.
Yeah, she's
and, like,
getting her
I
own series,
it.
So check it out.
And I love the one. Like the psychotic droids in it too. Like, oh my gosh, it was very good.
What was your standout TV show of 2016?
Shit. See, that's hard because I rewatch the same shit over and over again. Like, I don't watch new stuff. I watch like Bob's Burgers on repeat. I guess I really, really got into Rick and Morty this year. Like, that became cool. My, like, rewatch all the time.
I'll tell you a show that stood out for me that was, like, I just seen it briefly mentioned. It was a show that's an Amazon original called Fleabag, and it's a British cast. But I liked it because, like, it floated this line between its character, it's self-destructive. A lot of times those characters, you end up not liking them to the point where there's no redeeming qualities with them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Spoilers with the show, like, the girl, has a lot of problems. She sleeps around and other stuff. And briefly, you get these little hints at over a series. She did something to her friend who ended up dying. And it turns out she slept with her friend's boyfriend, which caused her friend to get depressed and all this other stuff. And then towards the end, it really just all explodes when, like, her sister confronts her with it and everything like that. I'd like to see what they're going to do with the second season of it, but it's a really good show, so check it out if you're on Amazon.
Oh, the other thing, like, my sister got me to watch, and there's already, like, 3 seasons of it out, but Broad City, the show is fucking funny as hell.
Yeah, it is.
I love
Broad
it.
City is a
I
good
love
show.
It. It's so amazingly, like, inappropriate and everything I love, like, just vulgarity. I love it.
Okay. With 2016 out of the way now, let's forget it fucking year.
Bye.
Let's get back to our regular thing, like, saying, what was the last book you read?
The last book I read? I've been reading Tokyo Ghoul, the manga, and then I just finished listening to Stars Above, which is a short story collection that goes with the Lunar Chronicles, and I'm listening to The Haters by Jesse Andrews, who wrote Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. So far, it's all right.
Oh, those are some cool books. Like, Tokyo Ghoul is, like, really big, huh?
What? Nothing.
What'd you say?
I was like, you don't know what they are.
I do. I've read Tokyo Ghoul.
I know, but you don't know the other ones, like, because they're YA books.
I read a lot of YA books, actually, because, like, you recommend them to me.
I don't read grown-up books. Like, the only grown-up books I read are comics. Like, the last, like, adult fiction book I read was Ready Player One. Which was super good.
The last couple of books I read was, like, I just read New Warriors Volume 2, Always and Forever, which this was part of, I think, the first Marvel Now relaunch thing, kind of. This book kind of floated under my radar, and I read, like, the first volume of it, but with the second volume, it really kicks in. It's really funny in places, and there's really good character stuff in it, and it was, like, I never heard anybody really talking about it and stuff, but, like, if you can pick that up somewhere, that series by Christopher Yost, like, he's the writer of it. I liked it really well. And The Flash, Volume 1, Lightning Strikes Twice, part of The Rebirth.
I haven't read any of those yet. I need to.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good relaunch of that. So those are the last couple of books that I read. What's your next library program you're doing?
Well, we actually just did a Pokemon trainer program for the little kids, and that went super well.
What'd you do with it?
Well, we did bring up Pokemon Go, and, like, our library is a stop, so I put lures on the stop. Sadly, like, nothing fucking spawns there. Like, we're occasionally nests for things, but, like, the migration just happened, and, like, we had nothing spawning. Sadness. But we also, like, because not all the kids are going to have access to devices, like, we tried to make things that they could all do. So we had a craft where they made, like, a paper Pokeball card, and they put a Pokemon inside of it. And then we did bingo, and we did a scavenger hunt. where we put up pictures of Pokemon in the library and they had to go find them. And then, like, a couple of, like, little party games and stuff, and, like, they really had fun. We had several adults, though, that were super weird and were like, can we come to your Pokemon party? Like, no, you're grown-ups, go away. Like, go have your own Pokemon party. Y'all are adults.
Yeah, y'all can, like, have your own stuff.
These are, like, 5 to 8-year-olds. Go away. That happens every once in a while with my teen programs, but I've never had it happen before with the kids programs. It's just really weird. Like, we had literally had people calling, like, from all around the county, like, oh, can we come to your Pokemon party? Like, no. No! And I'm the mean librarian, like, apparently, like, I've become notorious for, like, I will tell people no about stuff.
They need to be told.
I know, I'm like, no, you can't roughly pet the dogs and manhandle them at Read to a Dog. Like, get out of here. Apparently, like, I have a reputation.
So what's your next program?
We're doing an escape room with the teens on Tuesday that's Sherlock-themed, and I finally finished it on Friday. Like, it's all set and ready to go. The story that we're going to have is that, like, Watson has been poisoned, and you have to find the antidote for him before time runs out. So I have a locked box, and it's got, like, a bunch of locks on it, and you have to figure out how to open it to get the antidote out. So we'll see how that goes. They liked it the first time we did it when it was Doctor Who themed, so.
That's cool.
And tonight is new Sherlock, so I'm just like, you know, I'm running out the clock until there's new Sherlock tonight.
So what's your current book you're reading?
I just started The Haters by Jesse Andrews. And then I have like a stack of manga over here that I need to read.
What's The Haters about?
These two boys are going to a jazz band camp. And they're, like, the best, like, the worst of the best, so they're, like, you know, they're just good enough to get into the camp, but they're not, like, stellar. and they kind of, they like to hate on stuff, so, like, they love the stuff that they love, but they love hating on it, and they're very snarky. I haven't gotten very far in it yet. Like, I just started it the other day. And then I want to read that Scarlet Witch, that new Marvel book, and I have One Punch Man to read. And the Totally Awesome Hulk to read. And, like, a whole fucking bunch of, like, sagas for me, too.
I got, like, an 8-foot stack of books to read.
It's literally kind of obnoxious.
But the thing I'm currently reading right now is Spider-Man and Deadpool, Isn't It Romantic? And it's actually really
funny.
Yeah,
I want to read that, too.
It's really good. I like it. I'm enjoying it.
See, that's just why I love Deadpool, though, is because it's, like, it's really funny and it's really violent. And I like that. That appeals to my interests.
Okay. So anything else you want to mention about right now or talk about?
Did we go through our, like, top movies of the year? I think
we just
said our favorite.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get you to do, like, a list and you wouldn't do it, so.
I didn't want to do homework, okay?
Yeah, homework, whatever.
I'm busy. I am making things, okay?
Okay.
I got really back into making things. But I also, like, I really loved Fantastic Beasts. And I really loved Rogue One. I liked Civil War a lot. And then, like, I just saw Moana yesterday, and I really liked that. It was really good. So I would recommend people go see it.
Cool. So
if you haven't already, because I'm, like, a month behind. Like, it's been out since before fucking Thanksgiving. But I'm on a mission that I really want to make a plushie of those fucking coconut pirates. Like, and I was looking up patterns online, and people were like, go to your grocery store and buy a coconut. I'm like, fuck that. I'm just going to go on the side of the road and get a coconut.
Are there coconuts down here on the side?
Yeah,
dude. Were.
Like, whenever I drive to work, like, up and down the street leading to my library, there's, like, palm fronds and coconuts and
I
shit on the ground.
I've walked everywhere in fucking Florida, and I've never seen a fucking coconut.
Man, you ain't never seen a coconut on the ground?
Never, ever seen a coconut on the
Girl,
ground down
they're
here.
Not, like, the big husky ones. They're, like, the green ones.
Well, then I probably don't even know it's a coconut. It probably doesn't
I
look like a
coconut.
Coconut.
Somebody's gonna be like, those aren't fucking coconuts, you moron.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't
Those
care.
Those are like alien pods or something like that.
They look like coconuts to me. They come off a palm tree. I'm not a botanist, leave me alone.
Say goodnight, Mar.
Good night. Blackest Omen, number 1. The Market Fires, part 1. Written by Brian C. Williams. Read by Marlena Harold. Copyright 2014 System Publishing. Copyright 2017 System Audio. The Blackest Omen is made up of notes from the madness that we all have within us. One mind and a billion more trying to kill every last bit of pain in the world. The chills are a touch, the fibers of hunger a meal. Around 1998, a series of stories started appearing online. First, they were on a free website service called Angel Tears, and then later on Diary Clouds and Blogger Mates. All of this was written by an author who called himself, or herself, Father Lemire. Then The Market Fires was published as a hardback book in 2007, and no one could have seen its effect on this world and many others. The Market Files was a book by mysterious writer Father Lemire that is said to explore many different realities through fictional meditations. Published in 2007, it includes many major and minor tales from alternate realities and universes, translated from strange tongues from meditation encounter the writer is said to have experienced. It was annotated and fully illustrated with numerous diagrams, signs, sketches, doodles, and characters. The margins are danced with notes about everyday lists of shopping and thoughts on religion and mass media. The next year, 2008, The Poor Man's Christ appeared. It provided an insight into the means in which Father Lemire reached his fictional meditative states to channel his ideas and stories. With the inherent worth of the stories and their religious and entertaining content, The Market Files and The Poor Man's Christ can also be seen as a groundbreaking attempt by the author to shatter the reach between artist and audience that many think has become too close in modern times. Father Lemire's stories try to twist people's ways of looking at storytelling through the word maleficium and sorcery, the dark arts of word jealousy and sacrificial placement. Some say The Market Files is a modern grimoire from a prophet of soul comparisons. Views. Father Lemire tries to point out that stories and ideas are powerful and too much form to strip them of their magic, but they can be hurt by too much template worship. Their potential for ritualistic power is limitless. His pages contain both the most entertaining and the most spiritual together. Although most of his work is ideas and notes away from structured story in any recognized form, his commentary followers of truth, as they like to call themselves, see him as a breach between what stories were to us and what they shall be. Censorship. Several countries have banned the writings of Father Lemire, including France and Germany, mainly because of groups of youth who have taken up the stories as guides for living their lives and abandoning traditional forms of religion. In the coming months, we are going to try to skin away the mystery to find what the whole truth is.